All right, on this episode of MMA Canada Radio, very excited to be talking with an individual competing at Unified MMA 56, which goes down on March the 22nd. We have Caleb Ermine and Jet Grand stepping out into the cage, and great getting to have Jet on MMA Canada Radio. How are you doing, man? You having a good day so far?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yeah, just getting ready to get my first training session pretty soon, so yeah, it's going to be, it's a great day.
Yeah, for sure. And are you still predominantly like in the Red Deer area getting in that great work there? I've always kind of known you to be out there honing the skills.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the Red Deer area. I travel a little bit to Calgary as well now, but pretty much all in the Red Deer area still. And doing a little bit of training with Dynamic in Calgary, and training at Arashido still. And we got our kind of own little fight team here at Red Deer too. And I'm getting really good training. I'm feeling really prepared for this fight. Everything's clicking. My confidence is high. I'm getting work in all the different aspects in MMA, the striking, the clinch, the wrestling, all the little small details are feeling sharp. So, and now it's just about making sure everything's firing on fight night and going in there and doing what I love to do. So,
yeah, is that confidence that you're kind of talking about imparted from all of these things clicking together? It seems like you're really, blending all the disciplines and like the minutiae of it, as you talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it's just the confidence, but not just the confidence, just the mental game is probably the biggest for me. If I get that working and that's working good, everything is just going to fall together. I feel like that's the biggest thing for me. So that makes a big difference for me. So, I think a little bit of a time off I had was probably a good thing for me. So, I think I'll be fighting really good come fight night. So
that's interesting. So have you added anything into your game to kind of refine that mindset, or was it almost just becoming aware of almost like certain underlying kind of things in the mentality and then kind of analyzing it from there?
It was more of that. It was just becoming aware and of my situation and working a few things. I've worked with a few mental coaches in the past too, but yeah, it's just becoming aware and making sure everything's clicking.
Yeah, for sure. And that's so important to, even be aware of that part of it, because I think people outside looking at your career and what you've done so far are just, all great physical attributes and, great resume through your amateur run and through pro. But it's just great that you're looking at it in a way where it's like, okay, like, how can I take what I'm doing to even that next level?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. No, it's absolutely. And, no, I agree 100%. Everyone overlooks the mental side, and it can make a huge difference for sure. Come fight night, I'm gonna be looking to turn it on. I'm gonna be, aggressive. I'm gonna look for the finish. It's gonna be good. I'm pretty excited, and I'm just really. More often right now, I'm just really looking forward to have fun in the cage again and looking forward to get back in there. I'm pretty excited, so yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, because it kind of quietly has been a little bit. Like, I guess, what did that time off really, you talk about how much it was almost like a beneficial kind of thing. Like, was it almost like an emotional reset? Was it rehabbing maybe certain lingering, damage from maybe some of the camps, or maybe even could be a combination of both of those things, but I guess what did you glean from your time off since your last fight in September 2022?
To be honest with you, I've had pec surgery, so I needed that time off. I had a bit of an injury. I tore my pec, so... But that's all recovered now. I'm 100% better, so I have no issues with that. So it took about like a year just for that to recover. So, but I am 100% better. That's going to be no issue come fight night. I'm feeling really strong. Injuries wise are really good. Body's feeling really good. And absolutely, honestly, it was an emotional reset for me. So, I just think everything's clicking really good. So. It's going to be really good. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, just even talking now, I mean, I've kind of gleaned this from you from past conversations, but you strike me as a guy that really, like, just learns a lot from any and all situations. Like, even in, like, that rigid binary of a win or a loss, like, the fact that last fight didn't go your way in that rigid kind of sense, it seemed like you had a good account of yourself and, you know, still could potentially learn a lot from that experience. So, like, what did you, I guess, take away from your Unified MMA 46 fight there last time out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I learned a ton. I to me, that fight was all mental. Obviously, Alex O'Neil was a beast, a great fighter, the better fighter that night. But for me, I just wasn't active enough. It was all mental for me. Like, if I could have just did a little bit more, pushed a little harder, when I fought him, I just got too comfortable being a little bit too safe, to be honest with you. And, so that fight was all mental for me. Like, I felt like I could have done a lot better in that fight, but I just wasn't all mentally there. So, that's what I'm saying. This fight, I'm going to be fighting a lot better, win or lose. So, and I'm not saying, I'm just saying I could have done a lot more stuff in that Alex O'Neil fight. I could have attempted to do a lot more stuff, but I was a little contempt and playing a little safe, but yeah, it was absolutely a great learning experience, man. I went all three rounds, against the top guy, and yeah, absolutely, it's, every fight, like you say, win or lose, you're gonna learn something. It adds to your experience. It'll make you a better, stronger fighter, so that's how I feel about that fight.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And then kind of allocating the focus to this next one, because in the past, ahead of some of these different fights, you strike me as a guy that usually has like a good level of awareness with your opponents and everything. Like, what do you, I guess, see with Caleb Ermine in terms of like broader resume and I guess some of his better stylistic attributes you may have picked up on?
Yeah, absolutely. He's tough. He's a banger. He's really scrappy. He's not afraid to fight at all, get in there and fight. He's got pretty good jiu-jitsu, decent scrambles, good transitions in the jiu-jitsu, not afraid to attack with submissions, so he's got pretty good jiu-jitsu. He can wrestle a bit, and, striking wise, he's not afraid to get in there and strike, and, he likes to kick a lot. He switches stances, so that can open things up and mess some guys up. And yeah, he likes to fight mostly out of southpaw, but yeah, he'll switch stances again. Yeah, he's just pretty well rounded, honestly. Like, he's probably a lot better than what his record is, but yeah, he's pretty well rounded. So yeah, it'll be great to share this cage with him and see what we can do. And yeah, I'm pretty confident, so.
Yeah, and it seems like your return is coming at a good time in a certain sense. I mean, even when you had initially fought for them, I felt a lot of people knew where Unified was at, but it seems like the profile has grown even that much more since then. So, I mean, that's only going to benefit you to a certain extent, getting to fight on a platform that has more of that broader awareness around it, I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy, actually, how big Unified's gotten. It's, yeah, Sony's been doing a really good job with Unified. You know, it's pretty amazing, really. Like, you know, going all across Canada, bringing more international guys in, it's really great to see. So yeah, I'm honored, and I'm really thankful to be fighting on the Unified card.
And I mean, just all factors considered here, I mean, I'm curious as to like maybe what you would see as like an ideal performance here, or like a specific thing you want to actualize into reality. I guess I'm partly playing off of you talking about how you maybe were like a bit more reserved in the last fight. Like, is that gonna, I guess, factor into this fight at all, or is it almost a bit of a tightrope walk in a sense, because it's like, okay, I don't want to be like too tentative per se, but I don't want to also overextend and be defensively irresponsible.
You know, obviously we'll see what happens with the fight, but yeah, ideally I would have went off first round finish, so yeah. Yeah, first round finish, you know, I'm pretty confident wherever the fight goes, so, yeah.
No, that's fair. I guess I was just going off of some past fights where, in some instances, you'll be like, oh yeah, I'm kind of looking to take him down, put the pressure on him, etc. But, yeah, I guess maybe for this fight, because you're talking about how well-rounded your opponent is, like, maybe you almost do have to kind of adapt that strategy in a certain sense. I mean, yeah, good to be well-rounded and, you know, capable wherever the fight may go when you're fighting someone like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree 100%. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's well-rounded. He'll be tough. And, yeah, for me, like, it is, yeah, it's just all mentally, just putting the pressure on, just making sure I'm the one that's first. And, yeah, I think everything will fall into place then. And, yeah, just actually putting the pressure, taking the fight to him, and, yeah, it'll be really good. And, yeah, I'm going to be looking for the first round finish, you know. But, obviously, I'm prepared to go all three rounds. And we can do all three rounds if need be. And, you know, and I'll be looking for the finish second, third round, so. Yeah, so it'll be great. Yeah, it'll be a great fight.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously not overlooking this fight, but even the last time we were talking, there was discussion about the fact that you have that, like, multi-fight Unified deal. So, I mean, could potentially have an active year, especially if you get that ideal first-round finish you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to, you know, obviously we'll see, but yeah, I'd love to have an active year. I think, after this one, you know, hopefully, like, get right back at it, so, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt, man, and I did mention Red Deer before. I'm kind of noticing a fair bit of, you know, bare knuckle and stuff like that happening in that area and whatnot. What are your thoughts on all that? I thought that was kind of neat to see.
Yeah, I know, it's entertaining. It's honestly, like, it's probably one of the most entertaining things to watch. I was at the last Havoc, and, yeah, it was, like, actually a really great fight card. And, you know, it was amazing fights, really. Yeah, it's nonstop action. I love the bare knuckle. But, you know, that being said, I probably will never do it myself. I'm just strictly MMA guy. But the guys that want to go do bare knuckle and watch being a spectator and as a fan, yeah, it's great to watch. It's a good sport, so yeah, I like watching it, and I think it's pretty good. You know, change a little bit of scenery up, so gives guys more options that want to do that. So yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well said. That's kind of like how I was looking at it, and it looks like they're going to be doing some bare knuckle MMA for Rumble in the Cage coming up. So yeah, just good to see different options for whoever, you know, wants to take advantage, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, it's a very interesting time in combat sports for sure, man. And yeah, it's been great getting to chat with you a bit. It's always fun getting to have you on and get some insights from you, Jet. But I guess I'm also curious if maybe you might have a final parting thought you wanted to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to all my sponsors, all my training partners, and to my family for helping me get ready for this fight. And thanks for having me on the show, Dylan.
No, anytime. It's always fun getting to have you on and, you know, talk to you, man. So I really appreciate you making the time and giving great insights. I'm really excited for this Caleb Ermine fight. I think it's going to be a fun one on March 22nd. And for anyone not in the surrounding area for Unified MMA 56, they can check things out and, you know, see things through online streaming services and all that. So, yeah, plenty of options and a good fight coming up here, man. Just wanted to thank you for coming on MMA Canada Radio, and have a good rest of your day, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much.